أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، welcome to another episode of Tafsir page by page. And inshallah ta'ala, today we are on page number 68 of the Quran, which is the fourth juz, Surah Ali Imran. In the previous episode, we mentioned a number of principles that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the midst of the story of the Battle of Uhud. And these were important principles that spoke about how a believer can overcome difficulties and trials and hardships that they may face throughout their life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us a number of important points. From amongst them is the importance of turning to Allah Azza wa Jalla and seeking forgiveness, staying away from oppression and leaving major sins, obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so on. And one of the things that you will find is that those issues that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions are not only relevant to the Battle of Uhud and what took place on that day, but they're also relevant to every believer in terms of their lives and in terms of the situations that they face and the difficulties and circumstances that they may come across during their lifetime. In today's episode, we begin from verse 139 and the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going back to the Battle of Uhud. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Do not lose heart or despair. If you are true believers, you have the upper hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, on that day that the Muslims suffered a great deal of loss, 70 of their number were martyred on that day of Uhud, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was injured. Allah Azza wa Jalla is therefore consoling the believers, and he is saying, do not lose heart. Meaning that you shouldn't be people who lose heart. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, nor should you be people who despair. وَلَا تَحِنُوا also means do not become weakened. Meaning do not become weakened physically, don't lose your resolve, don't lose your ability to remain strong, and nor should you despair in terms of internally, in terms of your heart. So physically or outwardly and inwardly, externally and internally, be from amongst those people who don't become downhearted. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla sometimes tests people with calamities and with difficulty. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to the believers here that there will be times like this when you will come. But the believer is someone who, just because they have a difficulty, they don't turn away in despair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's because all of us throughout our lives will go through undoubtedly moments of difficulty. We will lose loved ones. Sometimes we will have major health issues. We may have problems with our finances and our wealth. The societies or the communities that we may live in may become difficult to survive within. All of these issues that take place during a person's lifetime, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that in these calamities, the believer is not someone who despairs and loses heart. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ, but know that victory is yours if you are truly believers. Whether that's victory in this life or in the next life. Because if a person stays steadfast upon Iman, upon worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon their belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, that person is always victorious. Even if everything else is taken away from them, everything else is removed from them, that person is always still victorious. Whereas on the other hand, if someone was to be given every single type of treasure that this world has to offer, but they don't have Iman, they don't have belief in Allah, worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has lost. They're a loser in this life and in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues and he says in verse number 140, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla will now mention a number of reasons and wisdoms as to why what took place in the Battle of Uhud had to take place, as to why the Muslims suffered in the way that they suffered. Because an outsider will look and say that surely if this message was true and correct, this religion was true, this messenger and prophet were true, Islam was the truth, then the believers should only ever be winning. They should only ever have victory. They should only ever be overcoming their opponents. But that's not how the way that it works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, if you have suffered a blow, they too have suffered one like it. Meaning that just as they suffered on the day of Badr, today you are suffering on the day of Uhud. So one of the benefits and one of the wisdoms behind this is that it is from the universal laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned before. And anyone that is intelligent and sensible and reasonable knows that that is the way of the world and the dunya. No civilization ever in the history of the world has remained supreme forever. The Greeks, the Egyptians, the Romans, whoever it may be, no one civilization, one country, one empire has ever remained at the peak of its power forever. Why? Because this is, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We deal out such days among people in turn. One day you're strong and one day you're weak. One day you're a person who has wealth and one day you're poor. One day you're healthy and the next day you're sick. And that is because it is the nature of this world to be temporary. This isn't the akhirah. It's not the afterlife. It's not the life of abundance and plentifulness and eternity. But rather it is the life of weakness. The life of in which things are temporary. The life in which there are always going to be problems. And so likewise, even for the believers, they don't ever always have good, but rather it is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal that the believers also have their fair share of difficulty, of hardship, of suffering, and that is one of the ways in which Allah Azza wa Jal expiates their sins and cleanses them, and Allah Azza wa Jal raises them in terms of their rank and in terms of their reward. So therefore, you have days in which you will be victorious, days in which you will be defeated. But know that the end for the believers is always victory. The true end is always for victory. Allah Azza wa Jal says that this is the way that we turn the days amongst the people. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءً. So that Allah may make it known those who truly believe, and that He may choose martyrs from amongst you. From the wisdoms of what took place on the Battle of Uhud, on the day of Uhud, where the Muslims suffer loss and they suffer hardship in the way that they did, is that Allah Azza wa Jal allows, therefore, in this way, Allah Azza wa Jal discerns the true believers from the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Because people who are always winning will have a great deal of people entering into their fold who don't enter except for their victory. They're not true believers. They're not truly part of that religion, but they just simply want to be with the winners because they find the worldly materialistic benefits with them. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He gives the Muslims therefore defeats, you find, as we did on the day of Uhud, that Abdullah ibn Ubay returns with a third of the army. Because he doesn't have in his heart iman, and he doesn't see that the Muslims are constantly victorious in every single stage and every single time. So there's going to be people like that will find excuses to stay away. And that continues throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, that the hypocrites would always stay behind. They would find one reason or another to not participate in the battle. And then they would make their excuses to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah can make it known in this way who are the true believers. And those were the companions that stood firm with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is also from the great wisdoms, therefore, of sometimes these companions suffering loss and the Muslims suffering loss and defeat. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءً. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and from those benefits and wisdoms, is that Allah can choose His martyrs from amongst you. As we know, martyrdom is one of the highest stations in our religion. Those people who sacrifice their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that is precious to them, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How could those people be chosen, and how can those people attain what they attain, except and unless Allah Azza wa Jalla sometimes gives loss and defeat to the Muslims? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the people of Uhud as He did to those people who died on the day of Badr from amongst the Muslims, and those companions who would continue to die in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal chose them to be His shuhada, to be His martyrs. They don't get that level of reward, that station in this religion, that station in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except and as a cause of that loss and defeat that the Muslims suffer. And so therefore that is also from the benefits of, or from the wisdoms of, what took place in the Battle of Uhud. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling the believers that there is always, in that which Allah decrees, there is always wisdom. there is always benefit. Sometimes you can't see that benefit, and sometimes it is difficult to appreciate that benefit and that wisdom. But that wisdom exists because Allah Azza wa Jal is all-wise, all-knowing. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that He doesn't love the evildoers. In verse 141, which is now at the beginning of page 68, Allah Azza wa Jal then says, and from those reasons and those wisdoms, وَلْيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ, so that He may cleanse those who believe and destroy the disbelievers. Allah Azza wa Jal, how does He cleanse the believers? Because when they're going through hardships and difficulty and they're being patient and steadfast and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is one of the greatest ways in which Allah Azza wa Jal expiates sins and He cleanses people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, at the same time, will cause disbelief to be destroyed. In verse 142, Allah Azza wa Jal then says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Did you think that you would enter the garden without Allah first proving which one of you would struggle for His cause and remain steadfast? Allah Azza wa Jal asks this question. It's a rhetorical question. And that is that, do you really think that you would just enter paradise simply because you said we believe? That Allah wouldn't test you? That Allah wouldn't discern who from amongst you is willing to strive for His cause? Who is willing to be patient and steadfast from amongst those who are not willing? As Allah Azza wa Jal says at the beginning of Surah Al-Ankabut, do you really think that you would simply say, we believe and you will not be tested? Indeed, we tested those who came before you, so that Allah made it known those who were truthful from those who were lying. Here Allah Azza wa Jal says something very similar, and that is that the believers have to undergo hardship. They have to undergo difficulty, because that is what makes the believers stronger in their faith. It makes them purer in their faith. When you have gold or these minerals that are covered in rock and iron, you put them in the furnace because it purifies them. So likewise, the believer must go through the furnace of hardship and difficulty because it purifies them. So when they come out, they're stronger in their iman. They're stronger in their worship and their connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal purifies them in that way. But at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal, just as the furnace takes away all of the filth and the impurities, then likewise so does the furnace of hardship and difficulty, will remove those people who are insincere, those people who are untrue in their faith, those people who are not faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will remove them. And so Allah Azza wa Jal says that this is something which is the reality that took place with each and every single prophet and messenger with his nation, that Allah Azza wa Jal tried them and tested them. And so therefore it is something which every person must understand and must accept. And likewise, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are told that that is also something that they should understand and should accept. In verse 143, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَلْقَوْهُ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Before you encountered death, you were hoping for it, while now you have seen it with your own eyes. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking towards those group of people, as we mentioned in a couple of episodes ago when we first spoke about the Battle of Uhud. Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing those people who wanted to go out and fight on the day of Uhud. Those people who, because they missed the day of Badr, because maybe they were too young or they hadn't yet accepted Islam, they were eager and passionate to go out and fight on the day of Uhud. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying it's almost as if you were wishing for death. That's something that you wanted to do. You wanted to show your bravery and your courage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wanted to display yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal. But that is before the two armies met. Because when they met, as we know, many of those companions fled. They ran from the battlefield because of the confusion that was taking place, to the extent that there was a rumor that had spread that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been killed. Some of the companions, it is said, were slightly late coming to the battlefield. And as they were coming, they saw some of those companions running away, and they said to them, "Where are you going?" They replied, "The Messenger of Allah has been killed." So those companions said, "Then let us go back and die for what he died for." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And so there was a great deal of confusion and a great deal of misinformation that took place in the heat of the battle, as it does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these were the people who were so eager before, but then when it came time on that day, they found that it was something difficult to bear. And that is because that situation is extremely difficult for anyone to bear, except and unless Allah Azza wa Jal gives them the patience and the steadfastness that they need. In verse 144, Allah Azza wa Jalla then speaks about those rumors that were being spread on that day. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Muhammad is only a messenger before whom many messengers have already been and gone. If he died or he was killed, would you then revert to your old ways? If anyone did so, he would not harm Allah Azza wa Jalla in the least, and indeed Allah will reward the grateful. As we know and as we said, one of the things that the rumors that were being spread on that day is that the Prophet ﷺ had died. And so the Prophet ﷺ, even if he had died, as Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in this verse, if he was to die, then he is like every other prophet and messenger who came before him that would eventually die. Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, all of these prophets and messengers of Allah alayhim salatu wassalam, whose stories that we know of in the Quran, and those whom we don't know in terms of their stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Many prophets and messengers before him also died. So just because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, and that is no doubt one of the greatest trials and difficulties and hardships that the Muslims had to face when he did eventually die, but even on this day of Uhud, when the rumor was being spread falsely that he had passed away, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he'd been killed on the battlefield, how are you going to respond? How are you going to continue? What are you now going to do? Afa immata, Allah says, if he was to die, aw qutil, or if he was to be killed, in qalabtum ala aqabikum, would you then turn away, run away from your upon your heels? Would you go back to your own ways? Would you leave your religion? Would you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. And if that was to be the case, that you would apostate and leave this religion after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Those people will never harm Allah Azza wa Jalla in anything. And Allah will reward the grateful, meaning those who continue to remain strong in their iman and strong and steadfast upon their religion. This is the verse, as we know, that would take place, that would have a great deal of importance when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did eventually die sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the verse that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited to the companions who weren't able to process that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had finally died. They found it difficult to accept, and he was the one who stood and he recited this verse to them. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad is only a messenger. Many messengers came and died before him. If he was to die or he was to be killed, would you then turn away from your religion? And so Umar radiallahu anhu and others said, it's as if we never heard Allah Azza wa Jal say, or this verse being read before that day. Meaning we didn't really understand the importance and the significance of that verse until that moment that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited. It's speaking about a reality that is surely to take place. And there were then people who, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, people who apostated and left Islam. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. And if someone was to leave their religion, to turn away, to revert back to their old ways, they will not harm Allah Azza wa Jalla in anything. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will show gratitude towards those, or reward those who show gratitude by remaining steadfast. In verse 145, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَسَنَجْزِي الشَّاكِرِينَ. No soul may die except with Allah's permission at a predestined time. If anyone strives for the rewards of this world, we will give him some of them. And if anyone strives for the rewards of the hereafter, we will give him some of them. We will reward the grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore is saying, because on that day there was death that was surrounding the Muslims on the day of Uhud, companions being martyred, rumors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam being killed. It was even said by Abu Sufyan at the end of the battle that he thought, because of the confusion that was taking place, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, all of them had been killed on that battlefield. And they were known, even at that time, by the non-Muslims and the Quraysh to be the leaders of the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his two closest companions. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that no soul will die except when Allah has decreed for it to die. Everyone has their pre-appointed time. And that's why for some companions, it was their moment to die on the plane and the battlefield of Uhud. And for others, it was not their time to die. So if a person wants the dunya, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that we will give to them some of it. And if someone wants the akhirah, they will also receive from it. And indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla will show and reward those who are grateful. In verse 146, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues and he says, وَكَأَيِّن مِّن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Many prophets have fought with large bands of godly men alongside them who, in the face of their sufferings for Allah's cause, did not lose heart or weaken or surrender. And indeed Allah loves those who are steadfast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is consoling the believers on that day, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, who on that day suffered the loss that they suffered. He said that there were many prophets of Allah who fought, who had with them large bands of men, ribbiyun, people who are rabbani, people who are godly men, meaning fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fighting alongside them. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And those who went, it struck them what struck them from calamity, they didn't lose heart, nor did they weaken, nor did they surrender. And Allah loves those who are steadfast. So there were companions, there were prophets of Allah who came before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who also suffered loss, who also suffered calamity, who also suffered hardship, but that didn't make them weak, didn't make them lose heart, it didn't make them surrender. And so likewise, the Muslims after the Battle of Uhud had to understand the lessons, had to derive from this battle its lessons, and had to pick themselves up and continue to go upon the path that Allah Azza wa Jalla had laid before them. And that is the way that the believer is. Even when difficulty comes upon us, calamity, hardship strikes, the believer isn't someone who just gives up, surrenders, doesn't want to continue, doesn't understand how to. No, the believer is someone who knows that Allah Azza wa Jalla only wants good for them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing them to see their iman, their patience, their steadfastness, their taqwa. And so they work towards pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla and continuing to worship Him. And that is sometimes a difficult challenge. It is sometimes an uphill struggle. It is sometimes a long challenge that may take many, many years in order for a person to be able to overcome that. But it is something which is possible with Allah Azza wa Jalla's help. And so therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this example also. That the believers are those people who are people of courage, people of strength, people of patience, people of steadfastness. The attributes of the believer is not that they are weak or that they surrender or that they give up hope. Because when you give up hope or you surrender, you are weak, then you are showing that you are weak or you are giving up hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. That you are weak in your iman, that you are surrendering to shaitan and to his whisperings. But the believer instead is someone who is constantly turning to Allah Azza wa Jal for his help. And that is why in verse 147, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what the believers do instead. In those times of hardship, difficulty, trial, they don't give up, they don't surrender, they're not weak, they don't lose heart. What do they do instead? Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. All they said was, our Lord, forgive us for our sins and our excesses, make our feet firm and give us help against the disbelievers. This is what the believers do. When hardship and difficulty, trial comes upon them, they know that it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rather than giving up hope, rather than becoming despondent, rather than allowing shaitan to overpower them in that moment of weakness and hardship and difficulty, they instead turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says all that they said was, instead of all that negative stuff, this is what they do. They say, O Allah, forgive us for our sins and the excesses in our affairs. The things that we've done wrong, our sins, our haram that we've done, our sins that we've committed, oh Allah, forgive us. Because they understand that this is a moment in which they can expiate their sins. A moment in which they can seek forgiveness. A moment in which they can cleanse themselves. And not only that, but Allah Azza wa Jal, through that forgiveness, through that cleansing, Allah Azza wa Jal removes hardship and difficulty from them as well. And so they turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla, understanding both of these elements, that it is because of their sins that they're in this situation in the first place. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla removes their sins from them, then Allah Azza wa Jalla gives them a way out as well. But at the same time, that moment that now that they're in it is one of the greatest means of expiation and cleansing. And that is why the Prophet told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Azza wa Jalla for some people has decreed for them a level in paradise that they will not be able to attain and reach by virtue of their own good deeds. So Allah Azza wa Jalla places upon them difficulties and hardships that through their patience, through those difficulties, they will be able to attain those levels in Jannah by Allah's mercy and His permission. And so sometimes we don't have a great deal of ibadah. We don't have a great deal of sadaqah and charity, or a great deal of recitation of the Quran, or a great deal of nafl salah. But what we do have, Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us that ability to be patient upon difficulty. And so when Allah afflicts someone with that disease, may Allah save us from that. Or Allah Azza wa Jalla afflicts someone with loss of family members and hardship in every way and turn, Allah knows that that person has within them the resolve, the steadfastness, the patience by which they can overcome this. This is their dua. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. And that is why they say, oh Allah, make our feet firm. Give us steadfastness and patience. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And help us, give us victory against the disbelievers. In the final verse on this page, and therefore the final verse of today's episode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 148, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And so Allah gives them both the rewards of this world and the excellent rewards of the hereafter. Indeed, Allah loves those who do good. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla, those people who have iman, those people who turn to Allah in forgiveness, those people who have patience and steadfastness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to them the best of both worlds, the best of this world and the best of the next world. And Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those who do good. These are amazing lessons for the people of the Battle of Uhud, the companions who fought there, but there are also amazing lessons for any of us, for those of us who come after them and seek to follow in their footsteps. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst those people. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.